Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in to a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside super producer Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. Number to call is 301-230-0980. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, very, very easy thing to do. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. A absolutely loaded Thursday show. We'll go all around the sports landscape, is how I would describe this afternoon's program. We'll get you an official injury report from the Commanders' Thursday practice coming up here momentarily. Also, throughout the course of the program, we'll let you hear from the head coach of your Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He spoke to the local media today. The first official practice day for the Commanders was today in preparation for Monday's massive showdown against the Kansas City Chiefs, a game in which Washington has the chance to really quiet all the noise that is built up over the past 2 weeks. With the loss against Chicago and then the embarrassing loss on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. So we'll get you a bunch of Commanders coverage throughout the duration of the program. We also will have a couple of guests stop by the program per usual. Our pal Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast with JP Finley, going to join us at about 5:30. Then in the 6 o'clock hour, we keep referencing the Sumer Brain. It's the, to me, the best AI analytics tool that exists right now via our friends at SumerSports.com. Our pal Sam Bruckhaus from SumerSports.com going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour as we take a spin around the National Football League. We'll also get into the Washington Wizards, who opened up their season last night on the road in Milwaukee. We'll get to some NBA stuff coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. And then at about 5:45, I do want to address what I believe Chris Russell spent a good majority of his show talking about, the big-time gambling probe that is going on right now within the NBA. And according to our pal Stephen A. Smith of ESPN, what happened this morning with the gambling probe and the arrests that were made is only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the professional sports landscape. So we'll do our best to try and chime in on that coming up at about 5:45. But I do want to start with this Washington Commanders injury report. Dan Quinn spoke earlier this afternoon, and he told us, great, Ravens just signed a defensive end. Guess who could use a defensive end? The Washington Commanders. Carl Lawson. Going to the Baltimore Ravens, and that was probably the guy that was on the top of my list in terms of out of Ashburn potential additions for the defensive end room. But we'll talk about defensive end here as we get into the defense, top of the 5 o'clock hour. I want to talk about the offense because for the first time in a while, Terry McLaurin, a full participant in today's practice. He was a full participant. Deebo Samuel, also with a heel, was a full participant. And then Bobby Wagner with his thumb listed as a full participant. The DNPs, be honest with you, the first DNP on the list does not make me feel too easy. Sam Cosmi, DNP with a back injury. And I don't want to speculate, but when you have an ACL tear, one of the big things that you have to work through in your return to play is strengthening the surrounding areas around the knee. Quad, VMOs, hamstring, calf. And you know this, when your back is hurting, when your back is tight, a lot of the times that is a byproduct of hamstring tightness. So I wonder if Sam Cosmi is dealing with a back, but it's really hamstring tightness. All in all, don't feel good to see him on the injury report, knowing what he dealt with throughout the course of the past 9 months, and then being on the injury report in your first game back with a different injury definitely does not make me feel too great. But I'm not going to panic over it. Hopefully he is able to go either Friday or Saturday, so he is able to give it a full go coming up Monday against the Kansas City Chiefs. Jaden Daniels, a DNP with a hamstring. He was officially ruled out by Dan Quinn earlier this afternoon, so we will see Marcus Mariota get his third start of the season. We'll talk about our expectations for Marcus Mariota as we roll throughout this opening hour of the program. Zach Ertz, DNP, rest. How many? Am I sounding like a total monster by saying that I don't want Zach Ertz to be resting because I want him catching the football? Because I want him getting reps with the quarterback? Am I reaching with that, or am I?
Yes.
Because there are other ways for him to. He can not practice and still get reps. Correct?
I think you're still reaching.
Okay. Maybe I'm just annoyed. Chris Russell warned the folks before we came on that I was in some sort of sour mood.
I mean, it sounds like you think you forgot how to catch the football.
I mean, I two drops Sunday.
Right
in the breadbasket. Does that deserve a rest day? That's why I don't make the decisions. That's why
so
Dan Quinn.
Yeah, you want to punish him.
I'm not to say I want to punish his ass. I want to run hills. I want to do some up-downs. I mean, geez. Zach Ertz was a DNP because of rest. Jonathan Jones, personal, non-injury related. So he's dealing with a family matter, and the team excused him from today's practice. Von Miller, a DNP, rest. Deron Payne, rest. Laremy Tunsil, rest. What we care about the most, though, is the return of Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel. Terry McLaurin has not been a full practice participant since the week of the Raiders game. He's missed four games. The video that is circulating online right now, the best video that I saw is from our pal Ethan Cadeau of the Monumental Sports Network, getting some footage of Terry McLaurin going through practice earlier today. Speculation is going to be at an all-time high when it comes to him in terms of is he back or is he not back. The fact that he is a full participant today leads me to believe that he is going to give it a go Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. That is the way that I look at that. His addition back to the lineup, obviously sorely needed, and I think the impact of Terry McLaurin and the impact that he has on this offense, it cannot be quantified. From a leadership standpoint, from an on-the-field standpoint, from a trust standpoint when it comes to Marcus Mariota, getting Terry McLaurin back is awesome. Also getting a sidekick back, Deebo Samuel, is just as important. Deebo Samuel said this when he was asked about his heel. He said, quote, "It's not an issue. It was kind of nagging a little bit last week, so we made the correct decision to take an extra week to get ready for this week," end quote. That quote coming from our pal Tom Shad of the Washington Post. So Deebo seems like he's back at 100%. Terry McLaurin, I don't know how close to 100% he is, if we're being transparent about it, but from the video I saw, it looks like a guy that is ready to play football. But you all know where I stood on this when it came to Terry McLaurin and his eventual return to the lineup. I do not want him back out there until he is 100%. And I said this on Tuesday, and Ant, you met me with the comment of, well, We're at a pretty critical juncture in the season. Having him out there at less than 100% is better than not having him out there at all. We will see the impact that he is able to have on the football game coming up Monday night. But what would annoy the hell out of me, what would frustrate me with this Terry McLaurin situation is if it becomes something to where he is on the injury report, he is in and out of the lineup throughout the course of the season. I'm sure Terry is going to speak after practice because he is available to talk because he is not a DNP. You can't legally talk to guys that don't practice. That's just the way the Commanders have their PR rules set up. Eager to hear from his mouth just how close he is to 100%, what the exact nature of this injury is. They're still listing it as a quad. I've maintained throughout the entirety of this process, I do not think it is a quad. But I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not privy to what the MRI looks like, so on and so forth. But the bottom line, him coming back to the lineup is exactly what the doctor ordered. Because when you look at this Washington Commanders offense over the last 2 weeks, and I know what you all have had to say about Chicago, was, they scored 24 points and did enough to win. This offense over the last 2 weeks in particular has not looked like itself. That's how I would put it. And I think in that first quarter against the LA Chargers, this offense did not look like itself. They got to get back on track coming up Monday night against Kansas City. This offense, when we talk about this football team, all the conversations we had this offseason in terms of why we expected them to get back to where they were last year, those conversations started and finished with the offense. I'll take it a step further. Those conversations also started and finished with Jayden Daniels looking like a top 5 to 10 quarterback in the National Football League, something he has not looked like in the 4 starts that he has had this season. But Jayden's not the quarterback this weekend. It is Marcus Mariota. And Marcus Mariota going to be the beneficiary of having 2 Ferraris back out on the football field in Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel. What are our expectations for this offense come Monday night? I want you to line up on the phones with that at 301-230-0980. When we come back, me and Anthony will chew on it. Who is the biggest beneficiary of Terry and Debo's return to the lineup? I'll tell you who that is next here on the Team 980.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just getting rolling here on this Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. We're tapped into the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside super producer Anthony Haney. We will take you up to 7 o'clock. Thursday night football gets underway later on tonight. The kickoff of week number 8 in the National Football League. It actually feels nuts to even be saying that. We are 8 weeks into this bad boy. And right now, if you're a fan of the Local 53, talking about the Burgundy and Gold, talking about your Washington Commanders, 8 weeks into this thing, and I think we still don't know who the real version of the Washington Commanders are. That is the big problem, the big issue that I think exists right now with this group. There is an identity crisis going on right now in the nation's capital. Point blank. There is an identity crisis that is happening right now here in D.C. And you got another opportunity coming up Monday night against Kansas City to show the world the real version of the 2025 Washington Commanders. I think we've seen it in spurts, right? The final three quarters against the L.A. Chargers, the full four quarters against the Las Vegas Raiders. I think you saw for part of that Falcons game down in Atlanta. You saw for 60 minutes against the Giants. But the consistency with this group is missing. Now, to their credit, when you have marquee guys in and out of the lineup, it is more difficult to find that medium. It is more difficult to create that consistency. But lucky for the Washington Commanders, they are getting back this Monday against the Kansas City Chiefs. We think they're getting back their two most decorated pass catchers in their receiving corps. Talking about Terry McLaurin, who has not played since week 3 against the Raiders, and then Deebo Samuel, who missed last week with a heel injury. So with those two guys both back in the lineup, I beg the question, who is the biggest beneficiary of Terry McLaurin and Deebo's return? I think, honestly, if we're being real about it, look, Marcus Mariota, he will be a better quarterback with those guys than without those guys. I think anybody that knows a lick about football could tell you that. A quarterback is going to perform better. Backup, starter, a quarterback is going to perform better when he has his full cast of weapons. Point blank. But to me, the biggest beneficiary of Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel's return to the lineup is actually the running game. And I'll be honest, going into Monday night against Kansas City, you're going to need it. You're going to need it. The past 2 weeks, the balance that this Washington Commanders offense showed through 5 weeks, it hasn't been there. It hasn't been there. Even in your losses, right? Go back to the Falcons game, a game that you lost. Even in that game, your balance was there, right? The only game in which I feel you genuinely got away from it was Green Bay. But, like, to me, the biggest beneficiary of those two returning is the run game. And here is why. With Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel out on the field, you are not going to see a stacked box at the rate that you were seeing it over the past couple of weeks. And I want to go back to this past weekend against Dallas here for a second because I think it's relevant to the conversation that we're about to have here. And I'm scrolling down here to try to figure, okay, like the computer was acting stupid. The Commanders' rush offense against the Dallas Cowboys, these numbers can't be right. These numbers can't be right. Week seven was last week, right? So I think, Ant, we may have found a source that we would just never use again. This is NFL Pro. NFL Pro is saying that the Washington Commanders ran against a stacked box 28% of the time this past week. Now, that's how often they ran against the stacked box. How often they got the stacked box, I think, is a totally different conversation. But the point is this. with Terry and Debo back in the lineup, defensive coordinators, defenses have to play you a certain way. I don't think you're going to see as much single high coverage, as much man-to-man defense across the board with Terry and with Debo back into the lineup. I don't think that you'll see as much. Now, I could be totally wrong, right? Steve Spagnuolo and company could have unwavering confidence, unwavering faith in their defensive backs, and they go man-to-man anyway. But to me, when I think about beneficiaries and who gets to benefit the most from the return of those two guys to the lineup, I look at the run game and the numbers advantage that you have not had in the run game over the past couple of weeks. Maybe that returns coming up Monday night against Kansas City. And like I said, you're going to need it. The key to me for Monday night against KC is time of possession, ball control. Similarly to what we spoke about last week heading into Dallas, but this time all bets are off. You have to execute it. It has to be something that happens, point blank. You can't shoot yourselves in the foot with 12, 13 penalties. You can't turn the football over. And most importantly, you have to have balance offensively. So when I'm thinking about the biggest beneficiary of Terry and Debo's return, yeah, the quarterback is impacted. Yeah, the quarterback going to get to benefit from it. But to me, it's the run game. To me, it's the run game. And we had Logan Paulson on Tuesday, and he talked about their inability to target runs against these stacked boxes. And it makes the job more difficult. I am going to go out on a limb and assume you get some more favorable run looks with Terry and Debo back into the lineup. I think your ability to create chunk plays is now wide the hell open with those two back in the lineup. And it's a welcome addition for the Washington Commanders coming up here.
I think the biggest beneficiary of Terry and Debo being back in the lineup potentially on Monday is Cliff Kingsbury. He wants to throw the ball.
he
does not want to run the ball. I understand like what you're saying, like is definitely going to, you know, help, unload some of those stacked boxes. But still, Cliff wants to throw the ball.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen that even when we were down, you know, Terry and Debo, the fact that we can go out there on first down, pick up 8 yards, and then we throw the ball on second and third and short. I'm just like, dude, stick to like what's working right now. And I think last game we sort of kind of just got out of a flow of what was important for that game. Run the ball, control the clock, keep the ball out of Dakota Prescott's hands. And I just don't think he understood that. So I would say Cliff Kingsbury.
I think it's a hell of a point. I actually tend to agree with you, and I agree with the first part of what you said for sure. The running numbers on the season for Washington are cute, right? The running numbers on the season for the Commanders are cute. You're second in the NFL in terms of rush yards per game. You're number one in the NFL in terms of rushing yards per play. In terms of rushes of 10 or more yards, you're number one. But in reality, the artist known as Cliff Kingsbury lives and dies by throwing the football. And I think when it works, it works. When it doesn't, we have something to talk about. We have something to complain about. I think it's well put by you. More importantly, though, with those two guys returning to the lineup, I think it's paramount for Marcus Mariota and his success as well. The last time we saw him start a game for this team, he had just one of Terry McLaurin and Debo Samuel. The last time we saw Marcus Mariota with both Terry and Debo, they had their best offensive performance of the season. 41 points against the Las Vegas Raiders. Mariota was 15-21. And this is the number that I go to and that really tells the story. He averaged 10 yards a completion. 10 yards a completion. With those two guys in the lineup. In his second start against the Atlanta Falcons, it was 5 yards of completion. Literally chopped in half the damage that he was able to do in the pass game. So I think it is huge. Everybody's a beneficiary. But the biggest beneficiaries, I believe, is this run game and then the quarterback, Marcus Mariota. And says Cliff Kingsbury. I totally agree with that one as well. Cliff's not going to have to second guess himself. I think every time he calls a run, he second guesses it. I do. And going back, if we're going to nitpick here, going back to the run game in particular on Sunday against Dallas, it was a whole lot of it was a whole lot of street gas, man. It wasn't Zah. It wasn't the exotic smash mouth football that we had seen over the first 5 weeks of the season. Right? There weren't a lot of misdirection stuff. You didn't see the jet sweeps. You didn't see the pony formation. Anthony, we were talking about this as we were getting ready for the show. Their running attack over the last 2 weeks, and maybe this is just a feel thing, feels vanilla. Feels basic. Right? Doesn't feel like we're seeing the character traits of exotic smash mouth football, which is my team identity for them on the offensive side of the football. We just didn't see it. Now, obviously, last weekend, you know, I didn't expect to see much of the jet sweep stuff because you don't have your marquee gadget guy in Deebo Samuel. And I know what folks are going to say, well, you have Jalen Lane. It's tough, right? When you rep your jet sweep with one guy all season long, there's a timing element of that that is needed to have success. When Jalen Lane's in there, when Luke McCaffrey's in there, it's simply just different. I think the run game, though, overall is going to be the biggest beneficiary. And then I'll take it a step further. Like, they got to be able to create some explosives on Monday night. You're thinking that you're just going to be able to march down the field 15, 16 play drives. We've already proven to this point that we can't do that. We had 11 penalties on Sunday for 120 yards. Like, that's when you're penalized at that high of a rate, it's hard to sustain drives. And I think going into Monday night against KC, that's the important factor. You must be able to possess the football. You must be able to sustain drives. Because if you don't, we already know your defense from a talent standpoint does not match up well with Kansas City. But if they have to play more snaps than maybe they should because the offense isn't doing their part, then all parties involved are guilty. 301-230-0980 is the number. What are your expectations? I want you to line up on the phones for this. What are your expectations for the offense Monday night if Terry and Deebo Samuel return back to the lineup? 301-230-0980. I will say this. Marcus Mariota and the offense had their best performance of the season the last time that we saw Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin together on the field. I want your calls, though. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your expectations for the offense on Monday night if Terry and Deebo are both back. Also, I'll give you my confidence in Marcus Mariota heading into Monday night as well. All that and more coming up next on the Team 980. 301-230-0980 is the number here on this Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Liddell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, about 5:30, friend of the program, our pal Mitch Tischler, going to join us. We'll ask him the same question we're asking you at 301-230-0980. What are your expectations for this Commanders offense Monday night if Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel are both back in the lineup? The reason that is a topic of conversation, if you're just now getting off work, if you're just picking the kids up from aftercare, welcome, welcome. We have news. Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, both full participants in today's practice for the Washington Commanders, their first practice of the week in preparation for Monday night's massive showdown against the Kansas City Chiefs. For Terry McLaurin, it is the first time he has practiced in full since the Raiders week. So, welcome addition to get him back onto the field. What are your expectations for this offense, though, now that those two guys are back in the lineup? 301-230-0980 is the number. I'll kick us off here. My expectations are sky high, if I'm being honest, because the last time I saw these three gentlemen, you know, share the field together, share the huddle together, right? They put up 41 points against the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, I believe Jalen Lane had a punt return during that game, so technically you put up 34, but you pick up what I'm putting down. They were hell on wheels. They were exotic smash mouth football against the Raiders. Love to see it. Do you expect a similar output coming up Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs? 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go to our guy Reggie in D.C. wanting to chime in. What's up, Reggie?
What's going on, man? Finally got you doing drive time. I said, man, hold on, let me see my boy on, man.
I'm about to say what's going on, man.
Hey, look, man, all is well. Hey, listen, man, you kind of took a lot of my thunder because you said, man, the last time we had all these cats on the field, we put up 41 against the Raiders. Again, you're right, the punt return. I think now, I don't. Maybe it's me. I think Robbie Chosen. Think about it, man, because we're gonna need a number three. I'm through with the Chris Moore experience. But I'm thinking like the third Zach Ertz. He's gonna be big. I was watching the Dallas game. Of course, all of us was. He was going against DBs. L Boogie. Dallas number one defensive backs. Like they were. That's why he didn't get any separation. Now he's going against linebackers. So now when he do the little out and then cut in, he's gonna be wide open. So I'm looking at. I'm not saying that we're gonna win. If JD was there, I would feel a lot more comfortable or confident that we could win. But I'm expecting us to put up a offensive – like, I'm expecting us to be able to match them, maybe not point for point, but all this getting – I think we're 10-point underdog. I don't think we're getting blown out.
No.
I do not think – now, you know Spags. Spags is aggressive.
Yes.
He's going to bring pressure, and that's going – you said explosive plays. I think just based off of Spags' nature, we're going to get some explosive plays because he loves to bring pressure. So if the line can hold up, to your point, if we don't have a lot of penalties, because the penalties killed us, I think, man, we're gonna surprise some people. You can't pick us to win an Arrowhead, but I think we're going to be able to set the stage where JD come back next week. Man, I think we could turn the corner. So I'm looking for us to put some points up, man.
I think it's a hell of a point, Reg. I appreciate you chiming in, as always, my brother. To Reg's point, Steve Spagnuolo, one of the most aggressive defensive coordinators in the National Football League, Kansas City, blitzing at the eighth highest rate in the National Football League through 7 weeks. Reggie brought up something, though, that I failed to bring up when talking about the biggest beneficiaries of those two guys returning to the lineup. I said it all summer long here on this show. I said it over on The Fan. This passing offense, even with Debo, I thought would struggle to function if Terry McLaurin was not on the football field, because he is that legitimate vertical threat that can stretch defenses vertically. Debo Samuel underneath should now have more room to work. Zach Ertz over the middle, kind of as Reggie just alluded to, should have more room to work. The run game should be more beneficial because you're not going to see as many 8 and 9 man boxes. And then I'll take it a step further. Their play action passing game should be able to, you know, really take a step forward, because I think – for them, in terms of the way that they've thrown the football this year, I think they've been way too reliant on their traditional drop-back passing game. That's just the way that I feel when watching it. When Jaden is in, when Mariota is in, I think they have been way too dependent on their drop-back passing game, especially when you consider the numbers that you have on the ground. Like, you should be the best play-action passing team in the NFL simply because you're the best running team in the National Football League. So I definitely agree with Reggie on the point of, like, hey, you know, the other wide receivers should be able to get involved as well. Think about it like this. Since we're talking about beneficiaries, look at Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, Robbie Chosen. Whoever is going to be wide receiver three goes from going up against 1 and 2 corners last week to going up against the third and fourth corner this week. So I definitely think the other wide receivers in the room, you know, should be able to benefit from this as well. Totally feel that way. 301-230-0980 is the number. As far as expectations for the offense, I totally agree with Reggie. I am expecting them to be able to go toe-to-toe with the Kansas City Chiefs. Just is what it is. I know some people may look at that and go, what the hell are you talking about? There's no Jaden Daniels. Our defense is bad. Kansas City has really hit their stride offensively over the past two weekends. All of that is true. But when Cliff Kingsbury has his full arsenal of weapons at his disposal, the artist known as Cliff Kingsbury is going to figure something out. What is the old Denzel Washington line? I'm leaving here with something. When Terry and Debo are on the field, it's almost like a young high schooler. Well, a young college cat. You know what I'm saying? Howard Homecoming this weekend. I'm going to be on the call. Make sure you listen on ESPN+. But, man, when you step outside and you got your J's on and you got your Supreme hoodie on and you're wearing your Bape hat Ain't nothing nobody can tell you. That is how Cliff Kingsbury probably feels when Terry McLaurin is on the football field, when Deebo Samuel is on the football field. You feel emboldened as an offensive coordinator to know that everything I call has a much higher chance of working because I got my dogs out there. I got my dogs out there. One thing's for certain, two things for sure. I want to go down with my dogs. I'm riding with my horses all day long. And if you're Cliff, I wonder what type of sigh of relief he's having. And it was a great point by you to bring it up. Like, in reality, like, if we were to do, like, a poll and vote as to who the biggest beneficiary is, I would love to know how many people think it's Cliff Kingsbury. Because I did low-key kind of forget about how important Terry is to his play calling and how deep that he can go into his bag. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go to AP. Want to chime in. What's up, AP?
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? You don't sound too thrilled that Deebo Samuel and Terry are back.
I mean, look, man. I'm on day 23 of this government shutdown.
Oh, Lord. Well, God bless you. I will say that. All the government workers out there impacted by this. That is damn sure tough, and I feel for you for sure.
For sure, man. Appreciate that. But look, I hope you're right, man. That's all I'm going to say. I hope you're right. And, you know, like I said, I'm on day 23. So I'm putting it all on 17, and I'm taking the money line. I'm going to just say, you know, I'm going to say forget it, man. You believe it, I'm going to believe it. And hell, if I win, I'm going to be rich. If I don't, we 3-5.
Not looking alive is how I would put it. That may be my Monday morning headline. That may be my Tuesday morning headline.
At all. But look, man, I know you got a lot of calls.
Yes, indeed.
Take my call.
Brother, appreciate you as always. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll continue to chew on this. We got big-time breaking news right at the start of the show. Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, both full participants in the first practice of the week for the Washington Commanders. Knowing that those two could be on their way back to the lineup, what is your confidence in this Washington Commanders offense, your expectations for this Commanders offense as they get geared up for a massive showdown on Monday Night Football? We'll take your calls on that on the other side of the break. Plus, I'll give you my confidence in Marcus Mariota as well. That is next on the Team 980.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies.
My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance.
TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Lenoe Willingham, alongside super producer Anthony Haney. Coming up in about 40 minutes, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast. Mitch Tischler going to join the program. He was boots on the ground live out in Ashburn. We'll get his thoughts on just how good Terry McLaurin looked, just how good the Deebo Samuel looked. Both of those gentlemen expected to play Monday night against Kansas City. They were both full participants in today's practice. And what we're chewing on right now is this. With those two dudes back in the lineup, what are your expectations for this Washington Commanders offense? The starting quarterback of your Commanders this week, Marcus Mariota, had this to say about the return of Terry and Deebo.
Well, it's fun to have them out there at practice, first and foremost. Those guys are not only unbelievable football players, but they're great leaders. And when you go through these kind of adverse situations and you're kind of going and dealing with these valleys as a team, it's nice to kind of get a spark with those guys coming back out on the field. So nice having them around. We'll hopefully continue to see as they trend towards the game. But it's for me, it's nice to throw to those guys for sure.
Marcus Mariota is starting to turn into a politician at the podium. I mean, everything he says is just so on brand, so on script, but he's right. It is a welcome addition to get both of those two guys back in the lineup. I wish I could repeat what Ant said, how Cliff is feeling about those two dudes being back in the lineup. He's geeked up for sure is what I would say. And I think he should be. As far as the confidence of Marcus Mariota goes, when we get to the phones, you can chew on both. You can give us your confidence in Marcus Mariota. You can also tell us your expectations for the offense on Monday when Terry and Deebo return to the lineup. In terms of my confidence in Marcus Mariota, it is sky high. It is. Now, I will say this, right? Maybe I'm set tripping when I say that. Because if I'm being open, honest, and objective, y'all know that's the only way I know how to do it. I'm going to tell you how a T.I. is. Last time we saw Marcus, terrible. T-R-B-L, terrible. Awful against the Atlanta Falcons. And me and Anthony had a heated debate about this before the show, about just how good or bad Mariota was versus Atlanta. I am dinging him tremendously for the interception that he threw to Jalen Lane, where he was trying to hit Jalen Lane in the end zone. That changed the trajectory of this football game, right? That was off of the Mikey Samuel interception, working with a short field, the opportunity to, I believe, take the lead or tie, and he blew it away by turning the football over. You add that onto the fact that he was averaging 5 yards of completion. He had 16 completions and only turned it into 156 yards. Ain't good enough. He was not good enough against the Atlanta Falcons. But the reason I'm confident in him, and I've said this a couple of times here, the last time we saw Marcus Mariota, Terry McLaurin, and Deebo Samuel share the football field together, we saw the best offensive outing of the season from the Washington Commanders. So that is why I have confidence. And Reggie called in earlier and I think made an astute point. They are going to have to go blow for blow, tit for tat, M for M, band for band when it comes to the offense Monday night versus Kansas City. They're going to have to do everything in their power to sustain drives, to keep their defense on the sideline. And most importantly, they can't shoot themselves in the foot. I was going over this number with Ant before we got out of the break. This is from our pal Sam Hoppin of ESPN. The Commanders, in terms of EPA by way of penalties, meaning how do penalties impact your football team? How big of an impact is it having? The Commanders have the fourth worst EPA by way of penalty in the National Football League, meaning when Washington has penalties, it is having a severe adverse impact on either the offense, the defense, or the special teams. And as we talk about why Sunday in Dallas was a nightmare, I think the fact that they had 11 penalties for over 100 yards tells the story. Enough of me, though. I want to get out to the calls. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your confidence in Marcus Mariota on Monday night, and then your expectations for this offense now that Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin both expected to the return to the lineup. Let's go to Dominic wanting to chime in. What's going on, Dom?
Linnell, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
All right. So I'm going to take you back because this is the confidence that I'm going to have.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take you back to, I believe it was 2016, against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. You remember who the quarterback was that game?
I think you're referring to 2013 in Dallas, and it was the rifle gunslinger Colt McCoy.
2013, exactly. Colt McCoy. We're going to have a Colt McCoy game, Linnell.
I hope.
Marcus Mariota is going to go in to Arrowhead, shock the world, be the first time that they beat Kansas City in Arrowhead.
Ever.
And turn this season around. I'm done being a realist of a fan, because the realist of the fan in me would have said there's no shot, no way that this team wins. I'm just going to be a fan now.
You deserve it.
And I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Now, is it because of this offense? Because that's not just being a fan. That's being a nuanced fan. So give yourself some credit, Dom. Do you think they're going to go in and win just because? Or do you have confidence that this offense, with Mariota, with Terry, with Debo, you have confidence that they can turn into the group that they were in week three?
I do. And you know what? You think you know what's going to benefit the most, I think, in all of this?
It's
not even the two receivers. It's going to be Kroski Merritt, especially in the pistol and then in the read option. I think, and I truly believe, that Mariota runs the read option a lot better than Jaden Daniels does.
Not a debate. Not a debate. Not a debate. And I'm talking to super producer Anthony Haney when I say that. Man, it's almost like y'all in on our pre-production meetings. Me and Ant go back and forth about this every damn day. Who runs the option better? Who runs the option better? Dom, I appreciate you as always, brother. Super producer's answering the phone right now. But I'm looking at you, Slim. I'm burning a hole through your head with my eyes. My guy, Kari, wants to chime in. What's going on, Kari? What you think, bro?
What's good, boss? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
So I'm calling to agree with you and disagree with you.
Oh, Lord. Kari, see, I can never have it. I can never have it just one way with you. What's up, Kari? What you got, man?
So you're right that we don't push the ball down the field. That all Cliff wants to do is be a pocket, throw the ball, and push the ball down the field.
Mm-hmm.
But you're wrong that our identity is smash mouth football. Like, that's our – because, like Ann said – like, our identity is Cliff wants to throw that ball 60-70% of the time, and that's going to be my expectation for Monday. But also, you're wrong about Jaden definitely runs the option better. Now,
what?
I agree he's not seeing the read as well this year as he was last year. But in terms of getting out of the pocket, if he is keeping it, he's 100% runs it better. He's just not seeing the reads as well as he was.
I'm going to agree to disagree on that, and this is what me and Anthony were talking about as he was getting ready for the show. With that big-ass brace that he got on his leg, and if this is the Mo that I think it is on line one, I know Mo going to keep it, going to tell her how it is. His ability to get to the edge with that brace on is not the same, Young. It's not. And I'm not saying he's super-duper hampered by it, but it's that split-second difference that you need to get outside of the linebacker or the pursuing defender. And I think with Mariota, and Kari, I totally disagree with you, actually, brother. Mariota is the one run that he did have the other day. Why was that joint able to spring the way that it did? Because when you hold the ball in the belly of the back as long as he does, and then you pull it at the last second, that scraping linebacker, the one who's supposed to be responsible for the quarterback, he's in conflict because you're not quickly putting the ball and taking it out of the belly of the back. Mariota actually forces teams to think about the running back getting the football. I think Jaden pulls it too quick.
No, I agree, but that – Jaden breaking it on the edge because of the brace has nothing to do with him actually running the play effectively.
Like executing, yes, I give it,
reading,
yes.
Reading the edge, right? But he's 100%, if he reads it rightly, correctly, he's going to break it better than Mariota can break it.
For sure. 301-230-0980 is the number. I have so much respect for Mo as a caller. I'm going to break first because I want to give him his time coming up on the other side of the break. Mo, if you're on the line, stay there. We'll get to you on the other side, brother, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Mo will wrap up our conversation on the team's offense. In this 5 o'clock hour, we're going to ask this question. Is this Commanders defense salvageable? Your call's next.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.